You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Live over in Edinburgh. Hello, Alice.
Hello, hello, hello. Live, Constantine, live from Edinburgh.
Very Scotland, bougie.
The home of, yes, the home of multiple festivals. Yes, it is. I'm about to go and see Figs and Wigs, Little Women. So I'm basically about to queue up to go back into the theatre.
How's the whole thing been? It seems like it's been a full-on, very exciting Edinburgh Fringe for you so far.
Yeah, it's been great. There's a lot because obviously Edinburgh isn't. There's the Fringe. There's the International Festival. There's a literary festival, film festival, all happening at the same time. I'm seeing probably about four works a day. I've been here for a week. Lots and lots of work, lots of great stuff, some not so great stuff, and every kind of art form you can imagine, which is always great. I'm also being discreet because everyone's like, "Wow, why are you talking so loudly about the festival?" But it's been great. I mean, look, Edinburgh is a bit of it's a drift net for losers. So you know, it is what it is. It is both an inspiring place and also an equally frustrating place for artists because you get amateurs as well as professionals. So you'll see some of the best and the worst work you've ever seen in your life.
Iconic combo, to be honest.
It is. And do you know what the kind of the irony of it is? One of the first shows and probably maybe a highlight of coming here has been seeing Double Goa by the Foster Group, which is Sarah Foster Sproul, who is an Aotearoa-based choreographer. So it's funny that you come to the other side of the world and the best work you're seeing is actually work from New Zealand, which is very funny and
makes you feel a bit proud. Sort of,
oh no, a little bit of pride there. Still here for another couple of days, and there is still a bunch more shows. I'm seeing a Tim Crouch show tomorrow, the Horizon Festival at the moment, which is the showcase for work from the British Council, from Britain, from specifically from England. Saw work from Luxembourg, work from the Danes. The Danish have been coming in strong with a few good works, and obviously a bunch of Aussie works too. So yeah, it's been a bloody United Nations, it's been great. And also, you know, always good to see what's happening post peri pandemic too. Hard. And what's been changing. So big trip.
Well, I'm gonna let you get in that queue and go see some theatre, Alice, but thank you so much for letting us know what's happening in Edinburgh. We look forward to getting your wrap up when you come home. Enjoy. What are you off to see right now?
I'm going to see Figs and Wigs presenting Little Women, which is an adaptation. It's very funny. It's very silly. And it's like 10, almost 11 o'clock here, so which is real silly to be seeing a show this late, but I am bloody amped for it.
Hey, that is what festival season's all about. Well, go enjoy, and we will talk to you when you get back to Aotearoa. Ka kite!
Great. Ka kite!
And it's not the only theatre that we're here to talk about this morning on Stage Direction, because back in Aotearoa, in the studio right now, we've got wonderful performer, dancer, Katie Shaw. How are you this morning, Katie?
Kia ora, I'm good.
It's great to have you in here to talk about In 200 Minds, which is opening at the Basement this week. Tell us a wee bit about this work. What is it for you? What's it all about?
So In 200 Minds is kind of about me being in 200 minds, or sort of overwhelmed by information, a world of sort of conflict and dealing with all these different, quite a polarized society, I guess, that we have at the moment, and what my identity and viewpoints are in it, and trying to figure out what to do when you sort of care so much and want to be doing the good thing.
Oh, that feels like a very relatable show, I have to say, even just from the premise. It's such an intense time out there that art feels like a really natural way to try and process it, but also in the like making of something like that, it can feel quite intense too. What has the experience of creating this show been like for you?
The process has been really nice and slow. It's a dance theatre work, so really physical. That's my background is dance, and I've been sort of dipping into theatre as well. And so it started last year, November, just in my living room playing around, improvising, and then having my friend Jess Crompton come into the space, Jess Crompton of Jawline Dance Co, who you've had on here, and just tell me some thoughts, give me some tasks. And then we'd meet sort of every week or so, had a few couple month breaks in there, had a two-week intensive period at Wellesley Studios, and then, yeah, have just been building to the show with weekly rehearsals.
That's such a an interesting process to be taking something that's quite like a literal experience in the world and then trying to embody it. What was the dialogue between you and Jess like when you were trying to work through that kind of devising, I guess?
I think so. It came quite naturally initially. Like, I feel like the improvisation, the movement that I'm into, is sort of this like unbalance, trying to imbalance is a big thing that I play with, and that really relates to the concept, I think, of like feeling sort of all over the place and dealing with uncertainty and being in that middle ground of things, and not having to be like, this is the thing that's the only right way to do it. It's definitely about multiplicity and that kind of thing. And we have this extra visual set design element of food on this big sort of rock. We call it the cornucopia. And so we have apples, walnuts, and lemons. And so it's kind of like a feast of all the different things and this play between desire and intellectualizing things.
Totally. I was about to ask about the food, because that's quite an interesting focal point to have when it's also just you and you're kind of working through these things in your body, through dance, through like movement. How did the food come to be this like external prop or this thing that felt like a symbol for you?
Yeah, I don't even know how it started, but I knew I wanted something other than just movement, especially as a solo show when you don't have anyone else to play off. And it just felt really like a good metaphor for like actually eating all these ideas.
Oh, it's such an exciting thing. And I feel like maybe in an election year, we think about these things more pointedly. Coming out of COVID, we think about these things a lot. It's a very full on time. Have you found the process of making this work like meditative or cathartic, or what would be the word you'd use to describe trying to untangle these things or tangle them in a new way, perhaps?
Yeah, I would say it's meditative, like just being able to be in your body and not be thinking about it so much and just letting that lead it is really nice, rather than, I don't know, alternatively with theatre, having to come up with a script and being like, this is the right words to say that. And I really like working with the body because you don't have to think so much and it just comes.
Yeah, let it happen. It is opening tonight, is that right?
Yes.
Exciting. Tonight through to the 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Studio, fabulous studio up at the Basement Theatre. Who would you recommend to come to this work? Because I feel like stepping into a sort of a movement space, this could be a really cool show for people who maybe haven't been to something like that before. What would be the audience you're trying to get in there?
I would say anyone who's uncertain in this world, feeling overwhelmed, anyone who's queer, it's kind of a queer show with that. Just sort of my experience of being queer comes through, even though that hasn't been necessarily like a concept. And anyone who feels like they want to have a bit of fun.
That sounds like a great combo. Hey, Katie, thank you so much for coming in. Have a fantastic opening night tonight in 200 Minds, opening at the Studio at Basement Theatre with Katie Shaw. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Rachel.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.